This morning, we're going to whisk away some cooking myths.
Like this one, never bake with cold eggs.
And using a marinade tenderizes meat.
For Chris Kimball, host of America's Test Kitchen, these rules don't hold up scientifically.
He and his crew of test cooks break it down in the new cookbook, The Science of Good Cooking. And Chris Kimball is here to share what he's calling kitchen mythbusters. Hi, Chris.
Well, it's better than Ghostbusters. And we're not that creative in the kitchen.
All right, then. So let's start with one of the myths that I just mentioned. Marinating tenderizes meat. I just must say, I wouldn't have known until this moment that was a myth.
Well, this is your awakening. This is what, like, you go online. There are thousands of recipes for Italian bottled salad dressing. You put it on chicken for an hour, then you grill it. The problem is marinades contain acids, usually vinegar. And those break down meat, but only to about a quarter inch of thickness. And when they break it down, they turn it to mush. They don't really tenderize it. What does work is salting. Salt gets in. It allows the protein molecules to absorb water. It loosens up the protein fibers so it retains that water, and it's easier to chew. So brining, really, that is marinades with salt in it, will help produce juicier, more tender meat.
And by way of example, you have brought us grilled chicken breasts.
Yeah, we have two samples in front of you. One of them was marinated without any salt in the marinade, and one was marinated with salt in the marinade. And hopefully, this is the part of science that's always nerve-wracking, you will discover the one that is salted. It'll have more flavor, of course, but also be a little juicier.
I'm sitting here, and there's the marinade, or the marinade, as I would call it. I'm tasting the one on my right. Tastes pretty good, Chris.
That's good.
It's hard for you to make a bad piece of food. Here goes the one on my left. I do notice a difference. So yeah. The with salt is better.
With salt.
More juicy. So let's move from meat to salad, or actually salad dressing. The myth that oil and water don't mix. Now, this cannot be a complete myth because this is my own experience, most people's experience. Bottled salad dressings, they break up. It doesn't seem as if you could shake it enough to get it to pour in a nice blend. So where's the myth there, Chris?
Well, you're right. Unless you add something else to that mixture, oil and water won't mix or hold together very long.
They do mix. They just won't hold together.
Right. So what you want to do is look to emulsifiers, okay? Egg yolks has a terrific emulsifier in it called lecithin. One end of the lecithin molecule attaches to water, and the other end attaches to oil, and this creates a more stable emulsion. So we did a test. We used nothing. We added a little mustard to it. We added a little mayonnaise, and then we used egg yolk. And we went from 15 minutes with nothing to, with mustard, 30 minutes. Mayonnaise got us up to an hour and a half, and a little egg yolk got us to 3 hours. So oil and water will mix for a while. As long as you use an emulsion.
Does the mayonnaise or the egg yolk change it enough that you don't feel like you're having vinaigrette? I mean, does it turn it into a different kind of dressing?
Yes, certainly a mustard is going to change a little bit. It's a classic French vinaigrette uses mustard. They almost all do. A mayonnaise, yeah, it'll look a little bit different, but it won't taste significantly different with mayonnaise.
Chris Kimball of America's Test Kitchen is here talking with us about science and cooking, using science to dispel some kitchen myths. So what is another myth you want to clear up with us?
Well, this has been a huge argument in the food world for as long as I've been in this world, about 30 years, plastic cutting boards versus wood cutting boards. And Okay. Everyone says, you know, wood boards are better than plastic or plastic's better than wood. We actually tested it. We got salmonella bacteria in a laboratory, infected both boards with them, and then we tried a variety of things. What worked really well, roll the drums, killed over 99% of bacteria, was hot soapy water. So
for both boards.
For both boards.
Didn't matter.
It didn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. So this is finally, we can put this one to bed.
Okay. I'm looking at another dish, or in this case, actually a soup, and it's gazpacho. And I'm seeing a couple of examples. And what's the difference between the two?
Well, the myth is you should always seed tomatoes. Turns out that the seed in jelly, you know, that's the stuff you get rid of when you seed a tomato, has three times more flavor compounds called glutamates than the flesh. So when you seed a tomato, you're actually throwing out most of the flavor. So we've made two Andalusian gazpachos. One of them was made with seeded tomatoes, one made with unseeded tomatoes.
Okay, let me try. Pretty nice. Well, I have to say this one's better. I would have said if I didn't know better, I would just say it's a better recipe or it's a better tomato.
Well, it is a better recipe. It said don't seed the tomatoes.
Well, this is good because I never seeded tomatoes.
Well, the only time I'd seed tomatoes if you're making a little tomato dice, you know, as part of a salad or something. But if you're cooking in a soup or a stew, leave the seeds in.
Well, let's move on to another myth. Never bake with cold eggs. Of all of these that we've talked about, that is the one that one always would think has the most science behind it.
And it's the one nobody follows. It's like when making cheesecake, everyone starts with cold cream cheese because they weren't smart enough to remember to take it out 2 hours before. You know, I'm
you
like
people cheat.
Right. For years, I've made cakes, as you have, everybody has, with cold eggs, and they come out okay. The truth is that with a yellow cake using a whole egg, it really doesn't make any difference. It does make a difference. There's a caveat here. When you're doing a cake that's heavily dependent on egg whites, not the whole eggs, for lift, that is like an angel food cake, for example, or a white cake, then the room temperature egg whites are important because they'll hold more air and you will get more lift.
I'm looking at the recipe for fluffy yellow layer cake. And your recipe includes, I quote, bring all the ingredients to room temperature before beginning this recipe.
There's an old expression, do as I say, not as I do. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So, look, I am mature enough to recognize that we've held on to some of these myths over time in the kitchen. So, you know, we can grow. We can learn, too.
Very glad to be sharing that growth with you. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Well, you know, a little bit of science goes a long way in the kitchen. It actually can make a big difference.
Chris Kimball's new cookbook is The Science of Good Cooking. And for more on science and cooking, check out our food blog, The Salt, at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.